From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Our morning edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Dr. Erwin Horowitz, past president of the Boise Astronomical Society, to find out about tonight's supermoon and the next supermoon, which is later this month, plus the Perseid meteor shower and a partial eclipse. All of these are coming up. Let's take a listen.
So we have a full moon that will occur this evening. And the full moon in this particular case is at a point in its orbit where it's relatively closer to Earth than average. And so it'll look a little bit bigger than your typical full moon. And that's what we refer to as a supermoon, is when we have a full moon that is closer than the average distance that the moon orbits around the Earth.
And again, literally, it is closer to Earth.
By a few tens of thousands of miles.
Okay. And a real rarity in that we'll have another later this month.
It's unusual to have two full moons in a month because you'd need to have the first full moon like on either the first or second of the month, and then the second one occurs at the very end of the month. Most of the time, obviously, you're more likely to get a full moon in the middle of a month, and you'd only get one in that month.
I'm thinking of amateurs like myself, but I'm also thinking of a lot of girls and boys, right, who get a glimpse. And this might trigger some excitement to know more at the very least and possibly study more.
It would. The full moon is some of the features you would see, either with the naked eye, you'd obviously see the so-called man in the moon, which is a combination of the different lighting or reflectivity of the lunar surface. Darker regions known as the maria appear more like the eyes and the nose and the mouth of the human face, while the lighter, brighter hyaline region appears to fill in the rest of the face.
Let's talk about eclipses. There's a huge total eclipse set for next year, but of more immediate attention, our region, I've been reading, should be able to see a partial eclipse this year.
That is correct. On Saturday morning, October 14th, so a few months from now, there will be an annular solar eclipse. The path of annularity will pass a little bit south of Idaho. I think it eclipses like the very extreme southwest corner of our state, but the annularity path will mostly pass through northern Nevada. But here in the southwest Idaho region around Boise, we will see a partial solar eclipse, but it will be mostly covered at its maximum. In fact, I'm actually looking forward to this because at that maximum point, which will be roughly 10:30 or so in the morning, the sun will look like it has a pair of horns or like a horseshoe.
Okay. And then, of course, people, I'm guessing, will be really crazy about next year's big eclipse. It doesn't particularly pass our region, but I've been hearing of people already making travel plans to different parts of North America for this. This is going to be a pretty big deal.
It will be. Here in the Boise, Idaho area, we'll only see about a 30 to 35% coverage by that eclipse. That'll happen on Monday, April 8th of 2024. If you're interested in seeing the total eclipse, then you would need to travel from Idaho either to central parts of Mexico or somewhere along the eclipse path that runs basically from Texas up through Maine.
Well, that's a pretty good path. That's millions and millions of people.
Yes. It'll pass through some major cities. It'll first hit land in Mexico near Mazatlan. So for those of you who might want a nice vacation, Mazatlan would be a good destination. The weather forecasts over there are probably even better than what we'll have in the rest of the United States because April is not exactly the friendliest month for clear skies. But across Texas, it'll pass close to Austin and San Antonio and Waco, and Dallas itself will be on the path of totality.
Wow.
And then that'll lead into Arkansas and then across parts of Missouri and Illinois. It'll pass just a little south of St. Louis, and then it'll pass a little bit east of Detroit and through the northern part of New York State and just south of Toronto. And Montreal will be just on the edge of the path as it passes up to the northern part of the country, northeastern part of the country.
Well, I get very excited anytime I get an opportunity to spend some time with you. The Boise Astronomical Society, you have viewing parties all the time, yes?
Absolutely. We welcome everybody who has an interest in learning about the sky to come and join us, either coming to our monthly meetings, which generally take place at the Answer Charter School in Garden City, just off of Chinden Boulevard, or coming out to our star parties that typically happen once or twice a month, usually when the moon is not full, which typically take place either at Dedication Point south of CUNA, or sometimes we might go out to Bruno Dunes as a event. We have the Idaho Star Party that'll take place next month on the weekend, I believe, of September 15th and 16th out at Bruno Dunes. And then we have opportunities of interest, such as with that partial solar eclipse in October. I believe our current plans that morning are to set up telescopes that are able to safely view the sun with proper filters in Kleiner and Julius Kleiner Park in Meridian.
Very exciting. He is Dr. Erwin Horowitz. Thanks for getting us excited about these really cool events. Two supermoons in 1 month.
Yeah. Which is also timely for this month. But next weekend, the weekend of August 11th and 12th, is going to be the peak of the annual Perseid meteor shower. And it's going to coincide with the moon being basically out of the way. So in the post-midnight hours, you should be able to see a number of meteors if you get out of town to somewhere dark.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.